What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. Five things that you can expect from the recent reverse mortgage changes. September, the great race to beat the clock. 2017's on pace to post an improved endorsement volume. And Ocwen is moving itself from under a regulatory cloud. You're listening to episode 485 for Monday, October 9th. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. It's been both a very trying and tumultuous week on many levels. And professionally, the reverse mortgage changes have left many wondering just what's going to happen. All it took was one unexpected and pithy mortgage letter, and it set off a firestorm in our industry, and many rushed to squeeze their applicants into HECM counseling to qualify for higher lending ratios before the looming reductions. Also, many worried about the lasting impact and what it would hold for their personal loan production and also the industry at large. Well, our latest commentary at HECMworld.com outlines five impacts that you can expect to see as a result of the latest reform to the home equity conversion mortgage, and I would watch this important episode today. Now, despite fewer qualified borrowers and also reduced lending ratios, or what we call principal limit factors, there are actually a few positive developments. Now, one that has been mostly overlooked is the reduction of one of the most substantial ongoing loan costs, the previously expensive 1.25% monthly FHA insurance premium. Now, that has been significantly impacting the growth or the negative amortization. For the other four changes that you can anticipate, go to HECMworld.com today. September was another edition of the greatest race, the race to beat the clock, and it should come as no surprise that Reverse Mortgage Daily reported a 62% surge in HECM counseling in September. It was a rush to beat the buzzer in the proverbial final minutes before the rules of the game changed. Now, this is according to new data from IBIS Software. Now, the predicted spike in demand after the August 29th release of Mortgagee Letter 2017-12, which announced new principal limits or lending ratios to take effect October 2nd, came as no surprise. And for 5 weeks, many rushed to get their borrowers in and to lock in their existing lending ratios. Now, IBIS logged 17,059 clients in its RMA software during the month of September. That was an increase of 48%, according to the article in RMD. September was a record month by far, said IBIS CEO Jerry Wagner in an email to RMD. The busiest day was Thursday, September 14th, with 1,000. There's an interesting twist when the actual demand for HECM counseling dropped, and that was on September 22nd. Wagner attributed this to California's 7-day cooling off period, and of course, California being one of the highest volume states for HECM originations, it would make sense that that would influence the overall demand. The good news is the race is over, despite the fact that we have seen a reduction in lending ratios for the reverse mortgage program. And here's another statistic for you. 2017 endorsements are on pace to show a market improvement over a disappointing 2016. The projected endorsement totals for this year could be between 53,000 and 57,000 loans. The bar to beat fiscal year 2016 HECM endorsement volumes, well, it was set rather low because 2016 had only 48,794 endorsements. And if you're expecting to see a spike in volume by the end of the year, think again, because the new loans that were rushed in to beat the HECM changes most likely will not be endorsed until the beginning of 2018. And in our last story for this week, Ocwen is moving itself from under a regulatory cloud. Ocwen Corporation announced last week a pair of positive regulatory developments. That is, three more agreements to release themselves from servicing restrictions. And also, more importantly, an all clear from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. As a result of its recent deals with New Mexico, Virginia, and West Virginia, Ocwen can now begin acquiring mortgage servicing rights after April 30th. And this was part of a larger 21-state plus Washington, D.C. enforcement action that was handed down in the spring. That enforcement action prohibited them from both originating and also servicing loans. Now, as part of their agreement, they're going to be required to do a substantial software update of their real servicing platform and also to hire an auditor who will be monitoring and also auditing their escrow accounts. and also to relook their consumer complaint process. On the securities front, the SEC has actually closed their investigation into the handling of HMBSs, or HECM mortgage-backed securities, and also the use of a collection agency by the servicers. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to watch our weekly commentary and videos at HECMworld.com. Also, don't forget to visit ReverseFocus.com, our totally redesigned website, and you'll also find information on our new responsive website templates and sales engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Have a great week.